This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We are always grateful to Allah for having Al Maqasid and being able to come here. And we really like to try to avoid talking. But, mashallah, I was reading the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he mentioned that you will not be a believer until you love each other. And in the same chapter he mentioned, or in the next chapter he mentioned, that if you love someone, tell them that you love them. And I think I'm from a generation where you didn't do such, you know, especially if you were a man, you didn't say to your father, "I love you, Dad." I mean, now, I wasn't Muslim either, so we didn't know that such a thing was supposed to take place between two men. And so a lot of us didn't get a chance to tell our fathers that we love them. And some of us, it wasn't until they were very ill that we had the opportunity, or we were forced by the moment to say, "I love you." And the reason for the Prophet saying this, it was mentioned in the commentary that it solidifies the love between people when you actually tell someone and tell your children that you love them. You know, we're kind of stingy on this word, or it becomes the word that we kind of say and really we're not connected to what we're saying. "I love you." Well, what does that mean? Do you obey? Do you provide? Do you, you know, the other actions that go along with this love? So, you know, even though you've come from a generation and maybe from a household, and I may have mentioned this before, you know, there's some households where they don't mention this at all, love for each other. And it's really sad that it doesn't take place, because it's, you'll be surprised the effect that it has on people. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that to smile when, you know, we're engaging with other people, you know, and a smile from someone has a tremendous effect on the heart. And so what we want to try to do is the brothers and sisters that we know, you don't have to do it today because they might think you're just copying, but that's not bad either. But go and tell the people that you love them. Because we won't be a believer until we love them. And the way to nurture that love in that same hadith was by giving the salams. But the salam of this is not the salam, "Assalamu alaikum." It's from the heart. And that's where we want to come from. My heart to you, "Assalamu alaikum." And to tell you that I love you for Allah's sake. And if someone says, "I love you," you say, "May the one for whom you love me, love you." Because all of our love is for his sake. And that's why, you know, we're in these sessions like this. I mean, that the reason for coming is that I'm praying that Allah cause love to enter into my heart for him and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not just an intellectual or sing-along program. It's really to infuse the heart with love for Allah and His Messenger. And if we come out with that, dear brothers and sisters, we have got the world and the heavens and the earth and everything in it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, to give us tawfiq, that we will be able to love Him and His Messenger in the way that He wants us to love Him and His Messenger. We ask His blessings on His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.